Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible, Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 41. Teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name and told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me, for whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I say to you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward. One day, John saw a person who was not one of the 12 disciples driving out demons in the name of Jesus. That's interesting, and you have to wonder how this man knew about the power of Jesus. John didn't ask questions. Since the man was not one of us, John told him to stop acting in the name of Christ. Jesus told John not to stop the man. If the man was using Jesus' name for a miracle one moment, he couldn't turn against Jesus the next moment. But Jesus said, whoever is not against us is for us. For believers, there'll be future rewards for all those who produce good deeds in Jesus' name. True believers, regardless of denomination or affiliation, make up the church of Jesus Christ. That's church with a big C. While we may disagree on some aspects of doctrine and styles of worship, those who have trusted in Jesus Christ alone as the one who paid the penalty for their sin are all members of the body of Christ. A divided body is inefficient and ineffective. It's time for true believers to rally around Jesus and demonstrate his power in our culture. It's time for those who stand for Jesus to stand together. Father, help true believers put aside their differences and stand strong for Jesus. Thank you for the power of standing together. May we always demonstrate that power to the watching world. In Jesus' name, amen.